Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Gillette woman avoids jail in fake check fraud case. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. A Gillette woman convicted in a fake check fraud case has avoided jail after repaying the bank that lost thousands of dollars. According to the Gillette News Record, 64-year-old Melinda Mayfield was placed on 18 months of supervised probation after District Judge Mike Causey deferred judgment on a felony theft charge. The deferred judgment came after Mayfield repaid $4,516 to First National Bank. According to court documents, Mayfield deposited fraudulent checks at several Gillette financial institutions and withdrew cash before the checks were returned as fake. Police say she received $5,400 after depositing a bogus $9,000 check at First National Bank before sending the money through a Bitcoin kiosk. Investigators believe Mayfield acted as a witting money mule, knowing moving money for an online scammer she met through a video app. She told police she believed she was investing in a business opportunity and hoped to receive a vehicle in return. The investigation also uncovered a pattern of suspicious deposits involving multiple banks dating back to 2023, including counterfeit checks totaling tens of thousands of dollars. Under the deferred judgment, Mayfield's felony conviction could be dismissed if she successfully completes probation. Cheyenne data center contamination fuels Wyoming development debate. A water contamination incident tied to a Meta data center in Cheyenne is adding fuel to Wyoming's growing debate over large-scale data center development. According to WildFile, city officials recently traced a rare bacterium found in Cheyenne's recycled water system to an industrial user identified as a contractor working on Meta's data center. The contamination forced the city to temporarily stop using reclaimed water to irrigate parks and sports fields while the system was disinfected. Once the source was identified, the city's discharge privileges were permanently revoked. The incident comes as Wyoming considers several major data center projects, including a proposed $26 billion campus near Wheatland and continued expansion plans around Cheyenne and Evanston. The issue has sparked concerns among residents over water supplies, environmental impacts, and infrastructure. Governor Mark Gordon has responded by issuing his Data Centers the Wyoming Way executive order, calling for responsible development that protects Wyoming's water, power grid, and communities. The debate has also reached Campbell County. While local leaders have welcomed the economic opportunities data centers could bring, Crook County rancher and former state lawmaker Tyler Lindholm has argued Wyoming can support the industry if lawmakers adopt clear safeguards protecting electricity rates, water resources, and public transparency. Lindholm has also called for greater openness from companies developing the projects and for strong state policies to ensure communities are protected as Wyoming's data center industry continues to expand. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.